This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Oil prices fell 4% today. That's after a Saudi Arabian prince told Bloomberg the kingdom has no plans to freeze production unless Iran and the other big oil producers do the same. But it was another part of that interview that caught our attention. Deputy Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman outlined plans to build the world's largest sovereign wealth fund, which is, in essence, a state-owned investment fund, and plans to start to get out of the oil business. Marketplace's Amy Scott explains.
Within 20 years, the deputy crown prince said, the world's largest oil exporter will no longer depend mainly on oil. Energy consultant Leo Dralis says the threat of catastrophic climate change, combined with the fall in oil prices, has made that move
imperative. They are worried about the long-term future of the oil industry, and they are so reliant on oil that they want to really reduce that reliance.
To do so, Saudi Arabia plans to grow its state-run public investment fund, which now mostly invests in domestic projects, into a global powerhouse worth more than $2 trillion. By 2020, the fund will reportedly increase its foreign investments from 5% to 50%. Michael Madwell is president of the Sovereign Wealth Fund Institute.
There's a bigger push to invest in the overseas assets and earn a return, and that investment income will help offset the fiscal deficits.
Deficits, which swelled to $98 billion last year as oil prices collapsed. To raise money for the investment fund, Saudi Arabia plans to sell shares of its state-owned oil company, Saudi Aramco, less than 5% initially. Sarah Vakshuri is a fellow at the Atlantic Council's Global Energy Center. She says there will be plenty of buyers, from investment banks to other oil companies.
Many people in the world want to have access or shares of the hugest oil company in the world.
Vakshuri says Saudi Arabia could take a page from Norway, which has used its oil riches to build one of the world's most successful sovereign wealth funds. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.